When loss is gain, July 6. And he said unto them, Take heed, and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. One marked feature in the teachings of Christ is the frequency and earnestness with which he rebuked the sin of covetousness and pointed out the danger of worldly acquisitions and the inordinate love of gain. When the head and hands are constantly occupied with planning and toiling for the accumulation of riches, the claims of God and humanity are forgotten. Means is valuable and to be desired. It is a blessing, a precious treasure, if used prudently, wisely, and not abused. Since mortals have bodies and heads and hearts to be provided for, some provision for the body must be made in order to hold a proper position in the world. Not to meet the world's standards, oh, no, no indeed, but to be of influence in the world for good. Want and poverty are evils to be dreaded, but hunger and nakedness, lack of home, sympathy, or a name, and even starvation, are more desirable than to sacrifice one principle of truth. Let the eternal truth be cherished, for it is immortal. If we make it a part of us, we shall surely gain immortal glory and eternal riches. If God has not given you the power to obtain means with perfect uprightness and integrity, then he never meant that you should have it, and it is best for you to submit to the will of God. The infinite Creator is the possessor of all things. Any loss you may sustain in your allegiance to him is infinite gain in the future immortal life, if not fully realized in this life. Behold the glories of the firmament. Look up to the gems of light which like precious gold stud the heavens. Cannot he who spread above us this glorious canopy, who, if the sun, moon, and stars were swept away could call them again into existence in a moment, requite his faithful, loyal servants who would be obedient to him though they lost wealth, honor, or even a kingdom for his sake?